BBC News with Charles Carroll. President Obama has said that he will work to re-establish a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in Gaza after a truce that was supposed to start on Friday collapsed within hours. Mr. Obama demanded the immediate release of an Israeli soldier thought to have been captured as fighting resumed. He said it was heartbreaking to see what was happening to civilians in Gaza, but Hamas had to show that it was serious about wanting an end to the violence. Mr. Obama said the United States faced a dilemma over Gaza.
Israel has a right to defend itself, and it's got to be able to get at those rockets and those tunnel networks. On the other hand, because of the incredibly irresponsible actions on the part of Hamas to oftentimes house these rocket launches right in the middle of civilian neighborhoods, we end up seeing people who had nothing to do with these rockets ending up being hurt.
The Palestinians say more than 50 people have been killed in Israel's renewed bombardment. Israel has promised to respond with crushing force to the apparent capture of its soldier, and the army has advanced into southern Gaza to search for him. Our correspondent John Donison has spent the day on the streets of Gaza.
Fighting erupted around Rafah in the south of Gaza. Israeli helicopters attack from the air. As ever, who fired first was disputed. Israel blamed Hamas fighters, who it said crossed the border through a tunnel, to launch an attack including one suicide bomber. But a Hamas spokesman denied it had broken the ceasefire.
The Director General of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, has said the current outbreak of Ebola in West Africa could have catastrophic consequences if it's not stopped. More than 730 people have died since the disease re-emerged. Dr. Chan said Ebola was moving more quickly than the efforts to control it. Our Africa editor, James Copnell, has more.
As well as lost lives, Dr. Chan warned about socio-economic disruption and a high risk of the disease spreading to other countries. She also warned of the virus's ability to mutate and adapt. But Dr. Chan said the Ebola outbreak could be contained. She said the meeting must be a turning point in the fight against the disease. Around 730 people have already died.
Dutch and Australian forensic experts have recovered the remains of more victims of the downed Malaysian airliner in eastern Ukraine. A group of more than 60 investigators managed to reach the crash site despite continuing fighting nearby between Ukrainian government forces and the rebels who are accused of shooting the plane down. The remains will be taken to the Netherlands for identification. World News from the BBC. President Vladimir Putin has marked the 100th anniversary of Russia's entry into the First World War with a highly symbolic speech, saying that the conflict should stand as a warning for the world today. President Putin said the tragedy of the Great War was a reminder of where aggression and excessive geopolitical ambition can lead. Gay activists in Uganda have been celebrating after the Constitutional Court overturned a controversial anti-homosexuality act. The judge said Parliament had passed the measure without the necessary quorum. Homosexuality was already illegal, but the law strengthened penalties for gay people. Here's Andrew Harding.
There were cheers from activists in the courtroom when a panel of judges ruled that Uganda's Anti-Homosexuality Act was now null and void. The court's decision appears conveniently timed for President Yoweri Museveni. He's heading to Washington for a summit meeting with African and American leaders. Mr. Museveni had publicly described homosexuality as disgusting, but the new law had also damaged his country's relationship with important Western donors, including the United States, which has cut aid.
Syrian activists say the Islamist militant group ISIS, also known as the Islamic State, has been forced out of the suburbs of the oil-rich city of Deir Ezzor by a local tribal militia. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said a militant base had been destroyed and the group had lost control of a local oil field. An American judge dealing with a major dispute between Argentina and a group of investors has called on them to resume negotiations urgently. Argentina defaulted on its debts on Wednesday after last-minute talks with the group of bondholders collapsed. At a hearing in New York, the judge said Argentina must carry on negotiating to find a solution to the crisis. The investment funds, which Argentina calls vulture funds, bought the debt for a fraction of their face value, but are demanding a full payout of $1.3 billion. BBC.